Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And today's recording date is Sunday, December the 19th, 2010. And you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of humankind, up out of the mind of this Babylon system, up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and climb with the power of the Most High into the mind of God, into the mind of Christ, that we may see how to organize and come together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing, ready, and able to ally ourselves with any and all political, religious, and revolutionary organizations that are of like mind. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us first give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. We give thanks and praises unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Almighty Father and Creator is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Creator Father is known as Amen, which means the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, in the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side, you will see, if you look up wisdom, that word is chokmah. And that is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. It is only the feminine that conceives. Only the female conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, on the Hebrew side, under the number 7307, is Ruach, which is the African Hebrew word for spirit. It is feminine, denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, the name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ilah, spelled I-L-A-H. L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Illah, and you also hear Allah, because mother and father have come together to give birth to the whole of creation, the universe, the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, give birth to the human family out of the spirit of love. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your personality, my personality, our personalities, thereby making your, my, and our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would make his return, and Christ would rise up in the sisters and brothers who would stand for equal rights and justice and revolution, that the Christ spirit within us would resurrect and rise up, and we, with the power of Christ, would overturn this wicked Babylon system. Because, sisters and brothers, all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in divine flesh, on this divine earth, in this divine universe, in this divine creation, as all is divine, emanating from divinity. So it is up to us to grow into our divinity and manifest our divinity, manifest Christ for the benefit of ourselves and the benefit of the human family. So we give thanks and praises for pausing to give thanks and praises. We are in the book of Revelation. We're going to stay there for a long while. We're just taking our time. And we're going to first deal with some current issues and affairs, and then we're going to go back into the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7 and continue with our study. Now, the word revelation, coming from the Greek apokalyptos, which gives us the word apocalypse, which along with the word revelation means to uncover the truth, remove falsehood and see the truth. Uncover the truth of this wicked system. Remove the falsehood, the lies that have been taught to us by this wicked Babylon system, and look at it with Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus means justice, deliverance. Christ means the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling family. Now, the first issue I want to deal with through the eyes of Jesus Christ concerns an uprising in our prison system. A group of brothers, probably sisters as well, have refused to work. Work stoppage. And the information I got it from Hard Knock Radio and Democracy Now!, both of these programs interviewed Elaine Brown. I'm going to have that in my summary. But let me go into some detail for a minute or two. Thousands of men, it says men, I'm wondering some sisters were involved as well, but thousands of men from the Baldwin, Hancock, Hayes, Macon, Smith, and Telfair state prisons, among others, state they are striking to press the Georgia Department of Corrections to stop treating them like animals and slaves and institute programs that address their basic human rights. They have set forth the following demands: a living wage, because they work in violation of Amendment 13. Okay? They make many products, the prisoners, those who are in prison, many products that we use, but they don't get paid for it. Slave wages, low wages. These are human beings, and they have a right to make a living wage. The 13th Amendment is the amendment to the Constitution prohibiting slavery and involuntary servitude. Okay, but that amendment, if I have it correctly, says unless you are incarcerated. So therein lies the problem. The 13th Amendment only covers those who are not incarcerated. But we say even those who are incarcerated deserve to make a living and wage and do not deserve to be made slaves. Educational opportunities for the great majority of prisoners. The Department of Correction denies opportunities for education beyond the GED, despite the benefit to both prisoners and society. What are we saying? Sisters and brothers who go into prison, come out of prison, coming into society, have not been bettered, have not improved their mentality, their minds. They have not been, their lives have not been improved. So they go in the prison system and come out and have not the means to contribute to the betterment of society. So we say, provide the prisoners, those incarcerated, with educational opportunities. I recall that it was at first said that the so-called penal system was for the rehabilitation of those incarcerated. Well, that goes along with Christianity, Islam, Hebrew. We want to rehabilitate those that have fallen prey to the system and have committed acts that are egregious to society. So we want to see rehabilitation and recontribution and reinstitution, to be reinstated back into society and bettered so that society may better. We want to see restoration. Christ comes to redeem. We want to see redemption. We want to see restoration and redemption of those who are incarcerated as they come back into society so that they may contribute and make society better. Decent health. Health care, in violation of the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, the Department of Corrections denies adequate medical care to prisoners and charges excessive fees for the most minimal care and is responsible for extraordinary pain and suffering. These are decent demands. The prisoners, those incarcerated, didn't kill any guards. They only said we're going to stop working until these things are rectified. Every human being deserves health care. Health care is a human right. And our sisters and brothers incarcerated are human beings. And we know many of them are falsely incarcerated. And we know that the real criminals are the judges, the lawyers, the attorney generals, the fraternal order of the police and the multinational corporations, and you know how we talk on thinkaboutit.org. Those are the real criminals, and we're going to be getting to some of those criminals later. So these sisters and brothers deserve health care at no cost, and every human being deserves health care, human right, at no cost. An end to cruel and unusual punishments. In further violation of the Eighth Amendment, the Department of Corrections is responsible for cruel prisoner punishments for minor infractions of rules. The guards abusing their power, cruelly and unusually punishing those incarcerated for minor infractions. Sisters and brothers, these are human beings. They deserve to be treated like human beings, and they are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, so said Jesus. And so said Jesus to be concerned about those in prison, to be concerned about those locked down and incarcerated. Decent living conditions. Georgia prisoners are confined in overcrowded, substandard conditions with little heat in winter and oppressive heat in summer. These are just decent demands. These are human beings. They're not animals. The real animals are the ones we're going to get to later. Nutritional meals, vegetables, and fruit are in short supply in Department of Correction facilities, while starches and fatty foods are plentiful. And we know that too much starch and fatty foods cause ailments such as diabetes. And since black people are most disproportionately incarcerated when taking into concern our population inside of America, then we know that we are suffering the most maladies as it concerns our health, getting diabetes and high blood pressure and so on. So we want nutritional meals to be given to those sisters and brothers incarcerated. We want training, vocational training and self-improvement opportunities. We want our sisters and brothers incarcerated to have access to their families. Many of our sisters and brothers are incarcerated so far away from their families that families can't visit. We want a just parole concerning decisions. Just parole concerning decisions. The parole board capriciously and regularly denies parole to the majority of prisoners despite evidence of eligibility. Those incarcerated, doing good, doing well, not breaking the rules, eligible for parole, denied parole. Especially if you are Mumia Abu-Jamal or Leonard Peltier or Imam Jamil, used to be H. Rap Brown, Jamil Amin, I believe his name is now. These brothers and others, brothers and sisters, deserving of parole, but denied. Why? Because the system is wicked. And Jesus once again said, be concerned about those in the prisons and uplift those in the prisons. And all of us are in a mental prison, for this Babylon system has locked our minds. Let's see. Prison leaders issue the following call. No more slavery. No, because injustice in one place is an injustice to all. So inform your families to support our cause. Lockdown for liberty. So they had a work stoppage. And I believe they may have gone back to work now, but they're going to, I'm sure, be organizing again to plead their cause. And we should support that cause and go to Democracy. I'm going to have in my summary the Democracy Now! Interview and Hard Knock Radio's interview of Elaine Brown. We're taking, let me pause now and say that you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your Minister of Information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. The recording date is December the 19th. This is Sunday, December the 19th, 2010, the Sunday before Christmas. The next issue we want to get into has to do with the tax filibuster. by Senator Bernie Sanders. He is an independent senator, and he does not like this tax sellout bill. Obama has sold out to the wealthy, the ruling class, the ruling families, and has so-called compromise, but he has sold out, Obama has, to the wealthy, the rich, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. And so Bernie Sanders had a filibuster. He held the Senate down. Let's see, last Friday was what date? Let me see. Not this past Friday, but the previous Friday, December the 10th. Bernie Sanders, Senator of Vermont, if I got it right, Vermont Senator, independent, Bernie Sanders, spoke for 8.5 hours straight. He only took one break, but 8.5 hours telling us the truth about this wicked agreement that the Democrats and Obama have made with the Republicans and the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. He didn't say Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, but I'm saying that. And these are some of the, now he was, speech was played on Letters to Washington, some of it, because it was 8.5 hours long. Letters to Washington from KPFA and Democracy Now. From well, you can hear Democracy Now on KPFA or Democracy Now's own website. But now these are some of the things that we learned. Okay, this in the bill is a tax break, an estate tax break. Sometimes they call it a death tax, but not all that die, not the families of those that die. Not everyone benefits from this, only the wealthy. When the wealthy pass on, they leave that wealth to their children. I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt at that time in the 1800s said that all of this wealth amassed by the wealthy should be taxed when it's retrieved or betrothed to the children or given over to the children, because the society needs the benefits of what comes from taxing the wealthy. So Bernie Sanders saying this tax deal gives the wealthy an extreme tax break. They are able to escape being taxed. All right, he further says the payroll tax holiday in this tax bill is an attack on Social Security. By extension, this tax bill, this sellout tax bill, Obama capitulating to the wealthy, is attacking Medicare and Medicaid. But specifically, he said, Bernie Sanders, that they want to have a tax holiday on the payroll tax holiday. And so the funds that will ordinarily go into Social Security will not go into Social Security. Obama and others are saying the general, America's general fund will continue to bolster Social Security, but Bernie Sanders and those who are with Bernie Sanders are ringing the alarm to alert us to the reality that they are attacking Social Security. And the plan is to destroy Social Security. Furthermore, Bernie talks about that he's getting us to understand the wealthy and the impoverished, the top wealthy and the low income, sisters and brothers, poor, afflicted, needy, and oppressed. In 2007, the top 1% of all income earners in the United States made 23.5% of all income. The top 1% of all of America's income earners in the United States made 23.5% of all of America's income. This is more than the bottom 50%. The percentage of income going to the top 1% has nearly tripled since the 1970s. All of this wealth, not just gone to the wealthy, but stolen by the wealthy. You know that since the 1970s, the incomes of workers have stagnated. That income has gone over to the wealthy, to the banks, to the corporations, okay? And since the people, the working class people, have not gotten the benefits of income being raised, then the working class were given credit cards to make up for lost wages. And so this just destroys the middle and low income people. The 80% of all new income in America in between the years 1980 and 2005 have gone to the top 1%. All new income, 80% of all new income has gone to the top 1% of America, of America's wealthy, in between the years of 1980 and 2005. In terms of wealth as opposed to income, okay, we're not talking about income now, we're talking about wealth. The top 1% now own more wealth than the bottom 90%. Look at what Obama is doing the bidding of the Rothschild. See, if Bush had done this, maybe there would be more noise coming from our leaders. But the Rothschilds chose Obama and chose to use the Democratic Party to do this wickedness to the American people. In that, with all of the wealth that the wealthy have already gotten stolen, more wealth in this time of 2008, 2009, 2010, this sellout tax bill, this acquiescing and capitulating to the wealth that Obama has facilitated in this time. Furthermore, Bernie says, I love this man, Bernie Sanders. Keep on doing it, Bernie Sanders. 25% of America's children live and depend on food stamps. And the United States has the highest rate of childhood poverty in the whole so-called industrialized world. And 20% of America's children live in poverty. Bernie Sanders, I love you. This is what is going on in America. And we are looking at all of this with the mind of Christ, the mind of God. This is the revelation, the apocalypse, the apocalyptic revelation message of Jesus Christ, removing falsehood so that we may see the truth concerning this wicked, no good, rotten system. I'm going to have the where you can access this information in the summary. Now I want to shift and go to WikiLeaks. Oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. I got more to say about Bernie Sanders. I have more to say about Bernie Sanders. He says this is not the foundation of a democratic society. This is the foundation for an oligarchic society. Those wealthy, those corporations, those Federal Reserve, those powerful people taking over the society, and it's not in the hands of the people. It is in the hands of these wicked, wealthy ruling class and ruling families. He furthermore said, Bernie Sanders, I can't leave him. If I just deal with Bernie, that's fine. Look, he says that he talked to Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and wanted Bernanke to reveal the secret monies. There were some secret monies that the Federal Reserve had given over to banks and corporations, foreign and domestic. And Bernanke told Bernie Sanders, it's not going to happen. You're not going to find out who we have secretly given monies to and bailed out. And so Bernie Sanders created a bill and got that bill passed, and it forced chairman of the Federal Reserve, Bernanke, to reveal that which has been secret. See, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the apocalypse. This is the revealing of the secret knowledge. Those secrets that the governments have held. And so, December 1st, Bernanke was forced to reveal that which has been secret, the secret bailouts. Look, the Federal Reserve has bailed out corporations and banks, foreign and domestic, to the tune of trillions, I believe it was 9 trillion, but trillions of dollars in secret of your and my money, thieving and stealing your wealth and my wealth. Goldman Sachs received $600 billion of secret money. Morgan Stanley received $2 trillion of secret money. Citigroup, $1.8 trillion of secret money. Bear Stearns, nearly a trillion. Merrill Lynch, $1.5 trillion. And in the time of America's trouble with the automobile industry in America, do you know that Bernanke, and this is under Obama's watch, while he's smiling in your face, he's cutting these secret deals. Do you know that in the time of America's troubled automobile industry, America bailed out Toyota's, Mitsubishi, and Japanese automakers to the tune of $5 billion? And in between November 5th, 2008 and January the 30th, 2009, that the Federal Reserve gave $380 billion to the Central Bank of Japan? Why, Obama? Why, Democratic Party? See, these are business deals between elites. The elites of Japan and the elites of Asia and China and the elites of the Middle East, meaning Saudi Arabia and Jordan and so on. The elites of Europe, the elites of Africa, okay? The elite ruling class of Britain and America and Israel are all in cahoots and working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to steal and take your wealth and my wealth and crush the poor, crush the afflicted, crush the needy. It's going to be up to us to awaken that Christ spirit within ourselves, that we may come together with the mind of God, the mind of Christ, organized together for freedom, justice, and equality. And Jesus said, before his second coming, we would do greater works. Do you think we've done greater works? Consider that the greater works may be this coming together, raising up of the Christ spirit within our person and overthrowing this wicked Babylon system. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. I love you. Now let me move quickly to WikiLeaks. The fella, Julian Assange, he's been let out of prison. He's been bailed out of prison. He is in some property of a friend that he knows, but he has to report to the police. Now, I find it interesting, and you may go to Letters to Washington and Democracy Now. I'm going to have that information in my summary. But on Letters to Washington, there was a hearing that took place concerning treason, espionage, concerning this WikiLeaks information, concerning Julian Assange and Manning. Manning is the soldier, I forget what his rank, a private, who supposedly leaked all this information to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. But there was a hearing held by John Conyers and others. And you know that certain American leaders are outright calling for the assassination of Julian Assange. Now, there are some of those who believe that Julian Assange is a tool being used by the CIA. Could be, may not be, but the information, we know how to analyze it and get the best truth out of it, understanding the CIA is at work, understanding the State Department is at work, trying to hoodwink and camouflage us. But for leaders to come out and call for the open assassination of people that they don't like, That's just absolutely wicked. Now, what should our response be? Many of us are quiet about the wickedness of the government of the United States of America. These WikiLeaks revealing the wickedness. The wickedness of the State Department. The wickedness of the military. Why? Because we have a black president. So many of us are quiet. And many of us don't want to rock the boat. We want to go along to get along. But I recall that my minister, Louis Farrakhan, in about 1992-1993, during the time that the government wanted to use a daughter of Minister Malcolm X to pay for the assassination of Minister Farrakhan, an assassination plot, because the government of America, the FBI, lied and said the Nation of Islam has something to do with Minister Malcolm X's death. But we know that it was not the Nation of Islam. It was the government of the United States of America, the FBI, the CIA, the Fraternal Order of the Police, all conspired and assassinated our brother using infiltrators into the nation. And I want you to go to the Church and the Revolution archives on Uhuru Radio, and I'll have that in my summary, where we went from February of 2010, this year, all the way through May, Malcolm X's birthday, and revealed names and revealed the truth as to how the FBI, the CIA, the Fraternal Order of the Police all conspired and destroyed our organizations, revolutionary organizations, and assassinated our leaders, assassinated leaders in Africa, assassinated leaders all over, and killed their own people, killed the Kennedys. And we talked about how they assassinated Malcolm X and Dr. King. And so we say, like Farrakhan said then, we want the secrets revealed. We want to see what the FBI has been doing. We want to see what the CIA has been doing. We want to see what the State Department has been doing, the Defense Department of America. We want to know all the secrets. Open all the files so that we, the so-called citizens of America, whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, we need to know the truth of what this government is doing so that we may have the thought and idea of coming together and uniting and overturning this wickedness, this wicked Babylon system, resurrecting and raising up the mind and spirit of Christ. Furthermore, on WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks revealed that Pfizer, one of these drug pharmaceutical companies, had targeted a Nigerian attorney general to undermine a suit over fatal drug tests. There were wicked tests being conducted by Pfizer in Nigeria, and one of their attorneys wanted to investigate it, and so Pfizer targeted this Attorney General of Nigeria to undermine a suit over the wicked practices of Pfizer. Deadly medicine. FDA fails to regulate rapidly growing industry of overseas drug testing. So pharmaceuticals are increasingly conducting clinical trials of new drugs outside of the United States. And I have some information from WBAI. Harriet Washington and Kathy Davis. Harriet Washington revealed all manner of truths concerning these wicked trials and using black people and others and using those incarcerated as guinea pigs for wicked experimentation. This information concerning the FDA fails to regulate rapidly growing industry of overseas drug testing on Democracy Now. Pharmaceutical drug companies top military industry in defrauding the United States government. A new study by the watchdog group Public Citizen has found that the pharmaceutical drug industry has become the biggest defrauder of the United States government, surpassing the defense industry. Public Citizen found that the drug industry paid out nearly $20 billion in penalties over the last two decades for violating the False Claims Act. More than half of the industry's fines were paid by just four companies: GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Eli Lilly, and Sharon Plow. So, I give thanks and praises for such sisters and brothers revealing such information. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.